One plan would generate funds by taxing insurers that offer HMO health plans. The other would tax those insurers and hospitals. Either would draw down federal matching funds. The Senate Budget Committee's new chairwoman, Senator Carolyn McGinn, says she favors taxing only HMOs because the hospitals are already struggling. But the larger challenge is to get the state's fiscal house in order so unexpected cuts don't happen in the first place.
If we have a budget for Medicaid and other areas, we need to quit robbing from that and use those dollars for what they were intended to do.
If the HMO tax passes as introduced, it would start generating funds for Medicaid next year. Insurers have asked legislators to delay implementation, in which case money wouldn't start rolling in until 2019. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Andy Marceau.